It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. Lemmy, the one and only, on the show with us once again. How are you?
So far, so good, you know.
So happy to hear your voice. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Sure.
Lemmy, I wanted to ask you, there's a famous anecdote about Motorhead reviving someone from a coma. In what ways has Motorhead been a source of healing for you personally throughout your own health concerns?
Well, apart from the fact that I had to get out of bed and go play, you know. And that was good therapy, you know, having to go on tour, you know, because we'd done 2 tours since I was sick.
What was it like being back out there and playing, with the health problems that had hit you?
Well, my legs are still a bit stiff, you know, but I can't, but it's just, you know, that's just old age creeping in, you know. I'm all right, though. I can still belt it out.
Lemmy is our guest here on the show tonight. Gonna play you a new tune right now from Exodus, a tune featuring Kirk Hammett. Their new album, Blood In, Blood Out, comes out on October 14th. It's their 10th studio album, and it marks the band's first release with returning vocalist Steve Zetro-Souza since 2004's Tempo of the Damned. This is Salt the Wound on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Lemmy on the show with us this evening. And there are over 20 studio albums in the Motorhead catalog, over 30 if you count live albums. How much does your opinion change over time about how much you like or dislike any of your albums?
Well, I like nearly all of them. I didn't like Side 2 of Iron Fist, but I like the rest of them. You know, I'm pretty, you wouldn't have heard them if you didn't like them, you know. You wouldn't have put them out.
Do you look at them different over time? I mean, I wonder after all these years, when you look back at older records, do you feel differently about them ever?
I feel a little better these days about Hammett, you know. At first I thought we had some sort of mental aberration when we released that, but as time goes by, you know, listen to it again, it doesn't sound that bad.
It's Full Metal Jackie coming up this hour. Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Got new music from The Ghost Inside coming up, and more with Lemmy of Motorhead. Full Metal Jackie, Lemmy on the show with us this week, and it's coming up on a year since the release of Aftershock. Any thought yet about the next Motorhead album? Any amazing lyrics or riffs ready to go?
No, nothing. We never have anything ready, you know. We go into this rehearsal studio a month before and rehearse, you know, songs, and then we go in the studio and I write the words in the studio mostly. We'll probably go in January to start.
So you're just going to go into the studio and just start writing and see what happens, sort of thing. You don't go there.
Yeah, no, we don't have a plan, you know. We never had a plan.
I love that about you. You've always told me that there is no plan.
Yeah.
It's Full Metal Jackie still to come tonight. We're gonna get to new music from Upon a Burning Body and a few bands that were part of Motorhead's Motorboat Cruise. Up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit and more with Lemmy of Motorhead. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Lemmy on the show with us this week. And Motorhead is one of the few bands that maintains a consistent, timeless quality to its music. What's the key element to something sounding good 5, 10, even 40 years later?
I really couldn't tell you. It's just one of those things we were lucky with, you know. Our stuff lasted with a lot of people, you know. A lot of people stuck with us. Loyal fans, you know, and that's a really big thing. And lately we have a lot of new ones too, younger kids, you know, coming along. We get 15-year-olds and 10-year-olds at our shows, you know. And that's really great too, because we've infected another generation.
Well, how does it feel when you see, you know, parents bringing their kids to shows now and, you know, introducing Motorhead to young audiences?
I just hope they brought some earplugs with them.
Yeah, you gotta bring earplugs to Motorhead shows.
Well,
for sure.
Your kids, yeah, you know.
I think even some older folks should be wearing earplugs as well.
You do?
I do. I think it's never too late to get started on protecting that hearing.
Oh, well, I've never protected mine, and it's fine.
So you've never worn earplugs ever?
No.
Really? And you don't have any hearing problems at all?
No.
Well, I think that you're an anomaly. I think that you know, you're superhuman, so.
Apparently I'm not. I've been in hospital twice this year.
I think you've still lived through a lot more than most, and I'm happy that you're doing
better. Yeah, I'm really happy too. I'm lucky, you know.
It's Full Metal Jackie, gonna play a few bands for you that were part of Motorhead's Motorboat Cruise. Got the Death Clock, Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Lemmy. Stick around. High on Fire, one of the bands who were part of Motorhead's first ever Motorboat Cruise. Heard Sister Sin in there with Chaos Royale, a song off their fifth studio album, Black Lotus, which is coming out on October 27th. Testament, way back there, another band who played the Motorboat. Lemmy is with us on the show this week. Lem, what needs to happen for this to become a regular annual event?
Well, first, none of us have to get seasick. And then, I don't know if it's going to be a regular thing. I wouldn't have thought so. It's like, as far as I'm concerned, it looks like a one-off to me. But, you know, who knows, you know, I don't know.
Had you ever played on any kind of a cruise or boat situation before?
No.
Were you looking forward to it? Were you nervous at all?
No, I'm not nervous. I mean, I've been on the Channel Ferry a lot of times, the long ferries up to Finland too.
Right.
I'm not worried about all that, you know.
Is there anything that worries or scares you?
No.
No, nothing?
Except if the boat rolls and my sack falls on me, but apart from that.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Got the Death Clock, Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Lemmy. Stick around. That was Train from Film, former Slayer drummer Dave Lombardo's band. Heard Children of Bodom in there. That was the Death Clock, Brutal Pick of the Week. It's Full Metal Jackie, Lemmy of Motorhead on the show with us this evening. And some people look at you as a role model because of your tenacity, straight shooter honesty, and matter-of-fact wisdom. Who are your role models and why?
Well, first of all, my mother always taught me to tell the truth, you know, and not be, you know, iffing and whiffing about things. When you were asked a question, answer it, you know. Don't avoid the truth, you know. And, she taught me too well, you know. In this business, you don't always, you know, people aren't ready for the truth in this business a lot of the time, as you found out yourself, you know.
Of course. So were there any, you know, musicians that you looked up to and sort of wanted to follow in anybody's footsteps?
Well, when I started, there wasn't any rock and roll. You know, I mean, it just started with Little Richard, Eddie Cochran, you know, Fats Domino, Eddie Cochran, Buddy Holly, you know, all them guys are my influences.
Well, Lemmy, I really appreciate you being a guest on the show. I'm really happy to hear you're feeling better, and I'm looking forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, maybe we can get some fishing.
You're going to fish off the side of the boat?
Maybe.
It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got more metal on the way.